The ex-boss of Enron, Kenneth Lay, came to Capitol Hill today. To no one's surprise, he refused to answer a Senate committee's questions about Enron's collapse. But lawmakers took advantage of the occasion to profess their disgust at the company's financial dealings and disappointment at not hearing from Lay himself. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
In a packed Senate Commerce hearing room on Capitol Hill, Senator Peter Fitzgerald tried to shame Lay into talking.
Mr. Lay, I've concluded that you're perhaps the most accomplished confidence man since Charles Ponzi. I'd say you were a carnival barker, except that wouldn't be fair to carnival barkers. A carny will at least tell you up front that he's running a shell game.
Senator Ron Wyden attempted reasoning with Lay.
The fact of the matter is, it's just not possible to determine why the Enron ship is at the bottom of the ocean unless you hear from the captain.
And Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison, who represents Enron's home state of Texas, suggested Lay could perhaps pick a topic or two he'd be comfortable addressing in public.
I would just ask Mr. Lay to consider talking about laws that need to be changed, whether it is regarding accounting procedures.
Enron blamed accounting errors when it restated earnings last November. Later, it fired its former auditor, Arthur Anderson. Today, the ex-Enron leader sat quietly through 21 short senatorial speeches. He listened attentively, looked at each speaker, and occasionally appeared to nod in agreement. When Lay raised his right hand to be sworn in, dozens of camera shutters erupted in clicks. And Lay did have a little something to say.
Mr. Chairman, I come here today with a profound sadness about what has happened to Enron, its current and former employees, retirees, shareholders, and other stakeholders. I have also wanted to respond.
He did not, though, address concerns of fraudulent financing, dubious business deals, and insider stock trading, among the many issues raised by senators. Lay said his lawyer told him to invoke his Fifth Amendment rights.
I am deeply troubled about asserting these rights because it may be perceived by some that I have something to hide. But after agonizing consideration, I cannot disregard my counsel's instruction. When providing their instruction, my counsel referred me to an excerpt from a unanimous Supreme Court decision of less than a year ago. Quote, one of the Fifth Amendment's basic functions is to protect innocent men.
Senators threw quotes at Lay, too, one from a speech Lay gave 3 years ago touting Enron's corporate ethics. There was bipartisan agreement that Enron unjustly profited from the energy crisis in the western U.S. last year, and bipartisan interest in appointing one select Senate committee on Enron. Republican John Ensign concurred with a Democratic colleague that Lay had failed not just Enron, but America.
Senator Kerry mentioned earlier about how we want to and we try to go into emerging markets and talk about the wonderful things that capitalism has done for our country. Mr. Lay, you have, I believe, you bear a great deal of responsibility for shaking the confidence of us being able to export capitalism.
Several laid-off Enron employees in the hearing room were disappointed their ex-boss didn't offer an apology. Former senior administrative assistant Deborah Parada told her story to a Senate panel last week. She said she has her own questions for Lay.
What I would ask him is, what is he going to do for the employees? What can he do? Can he do anything in the courts where he can release the severance package that was due us that we have not received?
After Lay left today's hearing, senators quizzed Enron board member William Powers, who was brought on late last year to lead an internal investigation. The company instructed Powers to dissect several key off-books partnerships, which he did in a report released last week. Today it became clear to the Senate Commerce Committee that Powers' report, while helpful, still leaves a lot of questions about Enron unanswered. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.